Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here with Amanda Goodman in my office in Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi.
We look quiet there. You spruce up. You've been here for a few days.
Yeah.
Back in Connecticut. Been doing some work with OPEX, have you?
Yeah, trying to. We just want to try to capture the CCP coaches, the ones that have been with OPEX for a very long time, to kind of inspire new CCP coaches.
Right. James is here for lifestyle coaching. He's been here for a couple of days. He's doing nutrition today and tomorrow in Fairfield, so it's great to have him here. So it's good to have you home. I mean, you've been living out in Arizona for 3 years now, and how's that been? First of all, how was the transition out to Arizona, and then, you know, how are you liking it?
It's definitely different. It's still, like, not that it's not home, like, I know I live there, but it's still just different, right? It's just, besides the fact that you're in the desert, I'm just in the desert. There's no water anywhere, so the little things like that are interesting, being surrounded by mountains and cactus. Everything's brown. So being home, you appreciate the environment more.
Yeah.
Like, I love the water. And then when I was in Cali, same thing. We went over to, like, all the beaches that we could in the few days that we were there. So
after the event?
Yeah, after the games. Yeah. So, yeah, that was probably the biggest transition, or the hardest transition, moving away from water.
Right.
But other than that, everything else is good. It's sunny every day.
Sunny every day?
Sunny every day.
And 100 degrees out there at the moment?
Like 110 probably.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Get used to it, but it's still hot.
So I want to just quickly go back to, or just sidewise, go back and congratulate you for your 10th place of the Games. Three times Games athlete, 35th place the first year, 20th last year, and then 10th this year. I mean, congratulations on that.
Thank you. I knew I had it, but it was a little bit of a surprise. Like, in my head, like, before or going into it.
Yeah.
I was like, I believe I have what it takes to be top 10.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I wasn't sure. So it was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
It was good.
So I might have some bias, but there was some talk about, you know, that being the, well, I read that there was the best 24, one of the best 24-hour runs in the Games history, and I'm like, that just got me pumped. So I think it was an amazing run where, you know, you were stone motherless last on the first day after the pier paddle and the sandbag to show deep resiliency to come back and on Friday and, you know, Do pretty good on Friday, and then Saturday was just a special day for you, leading into Sunday, which was just an amazing day. So I mean, those first of all, how did it feel being last? I'm gonna say last because you were without a point after the first day, right? Is that right?
Yeah. It was. I think I had 4 points, or I'm not sure how many you get for at the bottom tier. If you get like 2 or 4 per event, so. If it was 2, I had 4 total points, or like 8 total points
right.
at the first day, which is probably the lowest amount of points you have.
Yeah.
It was, but I didn't look at the leaderboard. But I knew. I knew, but I didn't look at the leaderboard. Because if I looked at the leaderboard, it would have probably pulled me out of it.
Yeah.
So I just didn't worry about it.
Right. So, but how was Wednesday night then? Like, was it?
The event. Like coming off of the pier paddle, like no.
Yeah, or just after those two events on the Wednesday, how did you feel?
Well, after the pier paddle, I wasn't too emotionally attached to it because I kind of know where I sit in an event like that.
Right.
So I did get time capped, but they allowed me to do the whole course.
Oh, they did?
So, yeah. I guess we weren't taking too long, so they allowed us to go back in. So I completed all the work, so I'm happy with that. I wasn't dead last. So I guess that's a win. So I just took it for what it was and just tried to recover as best as possible to get into the final for that day. I was excited going into it. I didn't know what it would be like. I was nervous about the wall, but I tried to be as confident as possible, and I tried to convince myself the wall wouldn't be such an obstacle.
Right.
And so when
it was. I mean, all the tall girls did well, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so to try to keep, like, high spirits, I tried to convince myself the wall wouldn't be so terrible, and then when I got into it, it was rough.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I adapted as I went, but, you know, I dropped the bag on my head a couple times, couldn't reach up, I completely missed it, you know, I deviated a little from my plan, trying to drive the bags all the way up to the top. It ended up being a mess. I was upset afterwards, but I grieved it, you know, right after, and then I had to move on.
So, what are your thoughts on this, too? So if there's a power event first, and like a snatch, and then they put, you know, the triangle couplet on Wednesday night, you're in the top heat. So, you know, they've never done that at the games. They've always tested long first, which always kind of, you know, will put you low at the start. So you're kind of always behind the eight ball, and by that, you're competing with the ladies that you're only competing against the ladies that you're in your heat. So the heats are generally slower on the first heat. So, what are your thoughts on that?
I definitely think I can only speak for myself. I'm sure a few other competitors might think the same, but I know that if I was in later heats with more competitive athletes, I could do better on certain events. And yes, if it was formatted differently, like you said, power events first, I'd definitely have a little bit more of a leg up.
Right.
But
hopefully it'll happen in the future sometime, yeah, because they always test the aerobic system deep, and they throw the longest, most, you know, random, you know, task at you first up. So it just, hopefully there will be some change in years to come. My advice again for you two to see you succeed and get you in the top dig. So that was Wednesday night, and then you had Thursday off.
Yeah, Thursday was off. Did we have any... I don't think we had any obligations. Maybe just, briefings and stuff,
right.
You know, athlete orientation.
Okay.
Welcome to the game.
Yeah, good stuff. So then Friday comes along in Murph.
I was excited that it was a weight vest. I was excited that you didn't have to partition the reps. Better for me versus others. And I knew I just had it to kind of... get out on the first run, be as comfortable as I could be while staying with the pack.
Yeah.
And then just chip away at the body weight movements, which I knew I could do and be competitive at. Pick up speed, which I think I did.
Right. How did you feel throughout that whole piece? Because it was around midday, wasn't it, when the girls went out?
Girls went out, I believe it was 1:30.
Wow.
It was like the hottest point of the day. The guys were coming off, and they all looked like... just exhausted. They were all talking about the heat. They're like, it's hot out there, telling us, letting us know, grab waters, things like that, giving us a heads up.
Right.
Because they had water stations throughout.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it was still so hot. I wore gloves on my hands for the pull-ups because the heat of the bars and the friction of your hands, you can just tear up. I didn't want to do that the first day. That helped. I wore a full shirt. Like the long baggy shorts to protect myself from my chafing and everything, but it was so hot.
Just brutal.
It was just, it was really, really hot. But the, I just had to focus on just doing the work.
Yeah.
If you focused on the heat, then you were just defeated.
Right,
like you just couldn't do it.
Yeah. So you feel like you got out of that okay and you felt good at the end of it?
Yeah, I mean, you feel wrecked at the end of it, I sprinted through the finish because I wanted to kind of see if I could. After all of that, still had a little bit, but that was it for that time frame. Like, that was all I had. I hit the floor, and I almost started hyperventilating because I hit the floor, and the vest is on you.
Yeah,
so you're breathing already so high, and then you drop, and then you've got a 14-pound plate on you. Sarah Sigmund's daughter was pouring water on me, and Kelly Jackson was helping me get out of my vest.
Yeah, right.
So it was, but, and then after a few minutes of that, I was fine.
Come through.
I was fine.
Mine on the job, I haven't died. And so how much time did you have between that and then getting back out in the fourth for the snatch booty ladder?
It was not a lot. We went right from that into the briefing for the PM, which was the DT. And so every first heat starts 90 minutes after the briefing. So we were... So there you go.
First heat.
Yes, yeah, so I was first heat. Right. So that was at about 90 minutes and
okay. Maybe
about 45 minutes to an hour of prep because that briefing.
Yep.
They start 90. It's 90 minutes from the start of the briefing. They don't take into account the actual time. So if the briefing takes 30 minutes, then
60 minutes.
Yeah.
You're on.
Yeah. So.
Didn't see the prelim heats. I only saw the semis in the comfort of my air-conditioned home in Connecticut. Actually, it's better to watch at home. I've been to the games every year for 5 years with Jenny and Amanda and myself, and it's good being at home the last couple of years. Watching all the events was just jabs away for the whole weekend, and I just watched it all weekend. Getting back to that, is that what happened in those prelim heats? So I saw you in the semifinal.
For
the snatch speed ladder.
Same thing, right? Back to what you were saying as far as if you go in later heats, you're more likely to go faster.
Right.
So I was in the first heat for the snatch ladder, and so I won my heat, but it was still a top time enough to get me into the second round, but it was like maybe fifth or sixth time out of that first group of 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second one, I went out. I guess I was a little too excited. I hit my first snatch, and I guess I pulled it a little too much. I took two steps back on my heels. I wasn't dropping it, so that was a plus. But those two steps back cost me 2 to 3 seconds. Which I knew as soon as I crossed over the finish line, it wasn't enough to get me into the final.
Yeah.
But I think I still ended. I definitely ended with a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
It was like sixth or seventh, something like that.
Yeah. You're wearing gloves on that, I noticed.
Yes.
Had you torn your hands from that?
I didn't tear, but they were raw.
Right.
So to not have to worry about how they actually felt or the knurling on the bar, because the bars are all different, and those are the actual competition bars.
Right.
Where when we do DT, we use the stubby bars.
Okay.
So they're all a little different. So to not worry about the knurling or anything, I just rip and grip.
Yeah.
Grip and rip.
Grip and rip.
Grip and rip.
So, which brings us to DT later on Friday night, and talk to us about that. That looked like it was a really good event for you. You did really well. Pacing was excellent.
Yeah, it was good. It was heavy. Mm-hmm. Your arms and back were a little smoked already from
the day, yeah.
The whole day.
Yeah.
You've
had fuck all time to recover from that, really, at all?
Yeah, same thing. Not a lot of time because of the women, right? We sit out there for the whole entire event, which doesn't take long,
right.
But we're sitting in the tunnel, and then they do the men. I don't know which order it went that day,
mm-hmm.
but still they do the men, and then again, boom, first heat. So if you're the first heat, which was me.
Yeah.
you have less time to kind of go. But it was just heavy. I think that's really all it comes down to. Me and James helped me devise a plan, and I just kind of stuck to that. He's like, you just gotta hurt, which it did. It's kind of just how fast you can go, and it's a muscle endurance workout.
Right.
So by the end, you're just pushing through that burning,
just
to try to not pick it up so many times.
Yeah. Or put it down so many times.
Yeah, something like that. It was just, I was.
Give me the finish line.
Yeah, I was so close. I got time cap. I didn't make it over the line.
So good. How is that for you? Because I know you're a perfectionist, and it's about
doing something like DT.
Yeah.
Having to do high reps, and it's still tough. I think it's still probably a limiter. Where in a workout like that, I think I finished maybe 15. We'll go with top 20.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It's definitely a top 20.
But how did you feel not finishing it?
I was a little upset. There was, I was just, you always want to finish.
Yeah,
of course,
sure.
I was upset.
Yeah.
I and as soon as you make a mistake or something so blatant like that, like you just see it, it's right there in front of your face, you didn't finish, you're like, what did I do, where was it, where was that second, you know, and then you just replay the thing in your head over and over to try to figure out where.
So Friday night turned and you're in a better position.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so Snatch and, well, actually all three of them.
Yeah.
I did all right.
Yeah.
You know, because I came out of the 30s.
Yeah.
Gave more points that way.
For sure. And then Saturday morning comes, the sprint course 1 and 2. How was that for you?
I thought I did all right. I'm not used to doing, like, a lot of lateral quick movements like that. I don't have a lot of experience with that. So, and the first time I did the sprint course, I made one, you can't make mistakes there.
Right.
I made one slight mistake. I hit one of them a little too wide, and that cost me in my heat. So this time I was better at staying close to the buoys, and I got clear over those hurdles without any missed points, nothing to the side, no kicks.
Yeah.
So it was clean, executed well. My times were pretty good. That was another, like, 21 or 22, something like
that. Yeah, which is good. Like, you're in the mix, right? You get yourself in a nice position.
Yeah.
So the morning's over, and then the soccer chipper comes to soccer chip, and then the old pig flip, which is... another event with the pig, I mean, you've got to have some leverage on that because it's so heavy. I haven't flipped it, but can you tell us about that?
The pig. So I guess both my experiences with the pig have been very similar. Never got to touch it before, never really flipped anything before. Now, 2 years later, I have a little more experience. I flipped a couple tires, and then, of course, the first time I had to flip it. But this was a whole new pig, shorter, and it was padded somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what it actually looked like in the middle, but it was made shorter, had this whole big pad around it, I guess to make it safer, and then it almost had like a little handle kind of thing that stuck out on the end, like a smaller inside square. And then from there, it was 395 pounds, 95 pounds more than it was 2 years ago.
Crazy.
And it was just really heavy. Got the first one up after maybe 3 tries, I think. When I first got it up, I think I got it on my knee, and then I went to, like, almost just, like, hip clean it up to, like, my jaw or, like, a front rack, and I didn't get under it well enough, and it, like, slid off my face. So there was a lot of that, like, battle with that thing. It's if it's super heavy, it's just a battle. Like, how do you figure out how to get underneath it? And because I'm relatively short, I don't have much leverage getting it up there. So even if I get it, I had it on my head.
Yeah.
Like, I had it pushed, like, on my head. I was just, like, trying to inch it up as high as I could before having to the final push.
Right.
Because you can't just lift it over when it's at like a 15 degree angle.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But I got through that in time, got to the rope climbs. If there was like another minute on that workout, I would think I would have finished it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So a bit of experience than a couple of years ago, though, with that pig on the soccer field.
Yes, absolutely. I was also a little more open to it now. Like, where last time, it was the first time I had never done it, so there was a little, we can say that I was a little afraid of it.
Yeah.
Right? I was got to it. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to figure this out. We're here. I was just like, I could draw on the last time,
experience.
At least, and even though it was still new piece of equipment, I was confident enough that I would find a way to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I think that was the difference there. I'm like, I'm going to flip this pig.
Yeah.
So that's,
That was awesome.
Much better experience.
And then we went from the soccer field into our, back in the stadium on Saturday night for the Clint and Joe Clatter and the Triangle Couplet.
Yeah. Those two were good.
Yeah. The smile comes on your face.
Oh.
So talk to us about that, those two events.
Oh, clean and jerk. So, again, I've moved up. I've gained points, but I'm still...
Still on the bottom, hey?
I'm still on the bottom.
Yeah.
I haven't really gained ground just yet.
Right.
And so I go out there, and again, being in the first heat, especially, this is now, like, the clean and jerk, from Saturday to Sunday...
This is where the run begins.
Yeah, this is where it starts, but this is, like, where time is really, like, we have really... short amount of time, and there was not enough coming off the soccer chipper, because that one was rough. Like, think about doing the pig is 395 pounds,
yeah.
Right? I was just talking about how like I have to like pick it up so many different times. It was basically doing a clean and jerk,
right.
A segmented, heavy as hell.
Right.
Clean and jerk,
right.
Over and over down the field, and then failing reps.
Yeah.
So
just maxing out,
yeah.
CNS drain.
Exactly. Just
right.
Pulling from it. So
yeah.
Doing.
And you're
all
expending
that,
heaps more energy than other people because of your heart.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know, there's that, of course, right? And then you know, and I did actually make it up the rope three times.
Right.
I tried for a third just to kind of try,
yeah.
But. That didn't work out, ran out of time. It's fine.
Yeah.
but doing all like that work, that type of work,
right.
And then having to go hit a heavy clean and jerk,
right.
With 40 minutes of warm up time,
right.
it's a big game. Like it's a big mental game you have to play.
Right. So did that have a factor on the decision for your first starting lift for the clean and jerk?
Yes, because we didn't know how much time I would have to actually warm up, so we decided to pick a weight that was, he asked me, he's like, what weight do you think you can walk into the gym completely cold, fresh, and clean and jerk? And I was like, 215, and he's like, all right, we're going to start there.
Okay.
All right, because by saying that, it showed that I was like confident enough to pick that number, so
right.
No questions, hit that, and then we both knew that I was capable of making a big jump,
yeah.
Which went to 230.
Yep.
And while I was putting on the 230, in my head, I'm like, I should do 232. But still, I didn't want to play with that. What if sometimes that 2 pounds can knock you off? And I was like, I was fighting back and forth with the, it's not necessarily about winning it. It's about staying in the game.
Right.
So I was like, go out, hit a big number, win the heat, you know, stay in it. Because when you go first, if you do something like that, you set the standard. And
right.
That's what happens,
exactly.
Right? Everybody else
yep.
is watching.
Yeah.
Everybody else is gaming.
Yeah.
And warming up,
yep.
Right? They're
right.
Warming up, getting more lifts.
Right, watching on the TV in the background.
Exactly.
In the back room, right?
Getting more
yeah.
and more lifts in, bringing them closer to their max or closer to my number so that
right.
they can start closer to my number or above it and then exceed that.
Exactly. You're sure one of the staples, you're one of the standards for the clean and jerk, so
yeah.
They're using you as the baseline, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, it was like, of course, me in the back. I'm like, lay us all out on the soccer field. Put us all out at the same time. Let us see the numbers.
It
doesn't have to be a ladder, but you
right.
want to make it like that. Like, let's see us actually play that game.
Yeah. Because
that's what happens, right? You know, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it to Elizabeth Adam Waller last
right.
year. Camille did it to me. You know, the 1 point. The one.
Yeah.
Or 1 pound,
right,
sorry.
Right,
that,
exactly.
But that's, you know, that's what's making it interesting, that
yeah.
1 pound. So
sure.
you want to make it really interesting, put all 40 of us out on the field together and watch 10 of us
yeah.
increase by 1 pound. And who will push that limit?
Right.
At the same time.
Yeah,
with
sure.
the same amount,
sure.
you know, at least, you know, make it fair. But,
yeah.
you know.
Sounds
yeah.
good. So we took off the lift and then we went to the triangle couplet.
Yeah.
6 minutes. So the triangle couple that night, the thrusters and the bar muscle ups, you absolutely crushed that.
I could have gone faster.
Yeah.
I could have gone faster. As soon as I was done, that was the first thing that I said. I saw the time, and especially because, you know, you always, especially with like a 601 or
yeah.
602,
yeah.
you always like, damn,
yeah.
I could have gone under that minute. I could have gone sub 6.
Right.
So that was the first thing that hit my head. I was like 602 or something. I
yeah.
I should have been underneath that 6 minute mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so figuring out where that was, and then again, back to the, I believe that if I was in a later heat.
Right, a few minutes later with Camille, who did like a 4-4,
a
high
457
forward. Right,
or something
right.
like that. Yeah, just, I would have gone faster. She would have pushed me
yeah.
to do so.
Yeah.
You know, not saying I wasn't going hard, but maybe I...
It's not a pusher, not
yeah.
a driver forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. I like to be pushed forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need that.
Oh, yeah.
Why
the older.
That's why I compete.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so, but I wasn't, it wasn't too terribly
yeah.
bad because
no.
it ended up holding
yeah.
for top third
sure
in the event.
Yeah, it was awesome. A great event. And that ended Saturday night, and it was just like, you know, it was just a really good couple of days to get up from dead last, and
yep.
now come Sunday morning, you're the midline madness, and now you're in the top heat.
Yeah.
Like two heats. So talk us through that, because you've got 25th position in that, and it may not have looked too good finish for a finish for yourself, but that was a really good event for you with a run, and I know that from speaking to James, it was like, you know, the whole pacing piece, and he said to me that you replicated the task to a T in regard to the holding the rails, going up the burn, and then cruising around the top, and just running on the flat. And you just kept the same pace for all five rounds, which was amazing. I think that was a huge, from knowing you as well, just in pacing and aerobic work. That's a top tier effort.
Yeah, I was very excited with that event. Actually, that was one of the better ones, just based on how I felt, on how I performed,
yeah.
How I was able to completely just play my own game, but still, you know, knock a few people off.
Yeah.
You know, me and Jay spoke about it before. He knows how I work, and so he gave me, he's like, you know, do this. He's like, don't go out too hot. You're in a hot heat. Sam Briggs, Anatona Cliff,
yeah.
All these long ladies or super aerobic ladies that have run, you know, most of their lives. So for it to be a running workout, I'm not gonna be top 10.
Yeah.
So we'll go with that. I'm not gonna be top 10.
For
so
sure.
Yeah. So I got out. I was last up the stairs, but I wasn't last. I wasn't last down them, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I would always pick up speed at least down the stairs, and I just kept a consistent effort moving the yoke. And I just kind of kept my eye on the people that were near me so that I can just kind of play with them. You know, use them as my motivation to keep going. Like, oh, they're right there. Like, I can get them.
Awesome. It's always good. So come to the last two events of the day and the whole event of the weekend on Sunday, and you've moved up to a higher heat. In the middle heat, and you had Camille right next to you for event 12 and 13,
mm-hmm.
the final dance. So talk us through that. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Oh, those were the most exciting events. I think of the weekend for most people, but of course myself. I was excited when they announced it. I like odd, weird stuff, especially like body weight kind of thing. I had never done a pegboard before.
Yeah.
But because everybody else was so nervous about it, it actually kind of made me feel better, because yes, I was a little nervous about it, but I was still excited, and just hearing everybody else, like feeling everybody else's fear, made me more excited.
Makes you stronger. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're going to be afraid? Well, I'm not going to be afraid.
Right.
I'm just going to hit it, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like, it's the final.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can do. It's like, you got it. You have to just... You have to have the best mindset going into this, because after this, it's over.
Yeah.
There's no more points to gain.
Right.
Like, this is, yeah. Go hard, go fucking home.
Yeah. Which you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, next to Camille, which was definitely very motivating. You know, we have a lot of similarities, and she was the fittest woman on earth last year, so to be standing next to the fittest woman on earth,
yeah.
You know, who has a lot of similarities to you, you know, when the idea comes up, like, can you beat her, you try,
yeah.
You know, again. But yeah, it was just, I don't know, I got on the pegboard, I figured it out, it was working, and I just kept going.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like, all right, I was like, this feels good. I was like, go, 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 go. Up in the top, I hit the things, came down. I couldn't see the mark that they were talking about, but I just listened for the guy behind me. He's like, good, came down. I thought of it like a legless rope climb, like
right.
That's what we were talking about, and that's what everybody's relating to.
Right.
So, thinking of a legless rope climb, I just kind of, you know, took my time and then hit it, tried to get through everything else as fast as possible. The reset, got to the second one. I knew I could crush the second one.
Yeah.
Had a little mishap with my parallettes, got behind Camille. She was a couple calories ahead of me, but I just hammered it. Stayed in control and just hammered it. And once I got to those dumbbells, I just fucking let loose.
Such an awesome finish, seeing you hit those two and then moving along the floor and finishing strong, and from my, screaming from my lounge room in celebration, just like everyone else at PK Athletics would have been supporting you. And we've got to finish up right now, but I just want to thank you want to congratulate you for your amazing effort at the Games, and it's great having you home.
Thanks, Ben. It's good to be here.
Awesome. Stop. End this episode, yes.